Hi there. Welcome to a new episode on Simple Spoken English. And this is going to be SSE course day 3. For those of you who don't know, we are working on some simple course and day by day course which will help you guys improve your English and become more fluent in English. So this will be broken down, the entire structure of a day's course will be broken down into 3 segments: listening, speaking and sentence making. So coming to the first practice, listening, which is very important because it's like an input. If you don't give the right input, you cannot expect the right output. Output means what you speak. Input means what you listen, what you listen to. So if you are spending enough time listening to others, other speakers who are speaking fluently in English, your chances of understanding how to speak increases. It increases because you are spending time just to know in how many ways a person can deliver his speech. So it's like, you are diversifying or giving variety of communication or variety of speech to your mind. You are letting your mind understand that there is no one or two or any fixed way of speaking. You can create conversations, or you can just randomly speak about anything in numerous ways. Okay, there is no limitations. So this is just an overview that I wanted to give. And now what we will do, I'll just share something from my feelings. Whatever I feel, I'll just share in English. You just need to listen. You don't have to do anything other than listening. So if you think you are not understanding what I'm saying, please repeat it. Repeat this section once, twice, or as many times as you want. And I will try to now slow down a bit so that you can understand what I'm trying to say. So let's begin. All right. Let me share one personal experience of mine. Like, I started working as a full-time writer 2 years ago, and there I met a person. Let's say I joined on April 5th, and then that person joined on 14th, 15th or something like that. So a few days after I joined, and then I started bonding well with that person. I was feeling really great. She was a nice company to me. We used to come together, leave together many times, and we used to have a lot of conversations regarding various topics, dance being one of those topics, and psychic abilities and many more. Okay, so these things were going great. We became really close friends. Like whenever we were in office, we used to discuss, we used to talk about a lot of things. And so this way, the bonding was getting stronger between us. And recently, like it's almost 2 years now, and I realized that due to some personal reasons, she won't be able to come to office, and she will be working for the company in freelance mode. So that was something which was making me miss her, or miss those moments which I had with her. So and in that moment I realized that I was kind of having some sort of, you know, feelings for her, or I was feeling certain in a certain way. And but then I realized that not every feeling gets fulfilled. It's like it should be happening both ways, right? So let's say I am interested in something, in some person, but maybe that person's situation is different from mine. That person is already in some sort of companionship with others, with another person. So that's the thing. I realized that sometimes you just need to have that friendship thing going on, rather than you know, going to the next level of friendship and just trying to, you know, talk about feeling the feelings of love for that person. It's better you stick to the friendship part, because you understand things can be complicated for the other person. So that's my story, guys. We are friends. We still talk, and I respect that person for being in my life, for being such an awesome person. And I just wish the friendship continues. And that's it. So this was the listening practice. I sped up a little bit. So if you think that you weren't able to catch me up properly, you can just replay the section again and again, as many times as you want, and do your practice properly. Okay, moving to speaking. Now, I'll give you some space, some free space, when I won't be saying a word, okay? So what you will do is you will just express your feelings, just the way I did. You saw how I just expressed my feelings, right? Randomly. So you will do the same thing. And I know. You might say that, oh, but I may get stuck. Words might not come out of my mouth. And I'm nervous. It's okay. You can be absolutely comfortable expressing yourself and getting stuck and not making proper sentences, making incorrect sentences. Absolutely fine. Understand that it's the process. Let's say you're learning a dance step. First, you have to, just to learn one dance step, you have to make so many baby steps. You have to understand how it is being done, and you will make so many wrong steps in the beginning just to learn the right steps. Just like that, while speaking, you will make many wrong steps. But eventually, as you do sentence making, listening practice, your understanding will develop, your mind will understand how to frame sentences, and automatically you will begin to speak. So that's my recommendation, my advice, to just try to express your emotions. And the practice begins now. Okay guys, I hope you tried your best. If you didn't, I want you to go back again to that pause section and try your best to speak. Because I genuinely want you guys to practice and to improve following the right steps. And I'm sure this will definitely get you to where you want to go. So, moving on to the last practice of this day, which is sentence making. So I'll be giving you four sentences. You can be ready with your notebook if you haven't got one already. So please get one and just note down these sentences and try to make similar sentences. So I would like to highlight that I'm giving you sentences. You understand how I am constructing those sentences. Try to understand how the sentence structure is being created and try to create some similar kind of sentences. I know you will make mistakes in the beginning. You might not be absolutely correct, but that's okay. Okay, so here are the sentences. Number one, I will not go there. I will not go there. Number two, nobody knows what he is planning. So you can say, nobody knows what will happen tomorrow. It's a very common and popular saying. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? Like, nobody can predict future, right? So it's like, nobody knows what he is planning. So that person is planning something, but nobody knows that. I cannot say what he is planning, right? So that's number two. Number three is, are you sure about it? It's a question, okay? There is a question mark in, at the end. So you're asking, are you sure about it? You want to leave the job. Are you sure about it? You want to start your business. Are you sure about it? Are you 100% sure about it? Okay. So that's number three. Number four, I love going for a walk on Sundays. I love going for a walk. W-A-L-K. Walk on Sundays. So you can say, I love doing this. I love doing that. I like playing cricket. I love eating ice creams. So just like that, you are saying, I like going for what? Going for a walk. When? On Sundays, right? When you're talking about a specific day, we use the preposition on. So it's like on Sunday, on Wednesday, on Tuesday. So I hope you get the idea. So these were the four sentences. And now it's time for you to genuinely, honestly start writing your own sentences, okay? Don't worry about mistakes. Mistakes happen. It happened like we also make mistakes, and I feel everyone makes mistakes. It's like nobody goes to a point where the person gets absolutely perfect. That's not possible. So don't worry about that. Practice. Keep learning. Keep that learning attitude on, and I'm sure you will get to where you want to be. And thank you so much. If you want to be a part of our YouTube family, you can go to YouTube and search Soul Mighty Audio Lectures. It's SOULMIGHTY space AUDIO space LECTURES to get our channel, which is all about life improvement and personal growth. And I'm sure you'll get to learn a lot there. So that channel is not about spoken English. Please guys, let's understand this. That channel is about self-improvement, personal growth. If you want to improve your life, if you want to learn something on self-improvement, then that channel is for you. Of course, it's in English, so that's a bonus. You will have a wonderful listening practice. So that's it. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.